Welcome to the Life Changing Encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Jato Tusun Kamwinenye, the head pastor of Fountain Gates Chapel, Glorious Pastures, Hope. His messages centers on the Holy Ghost, righteousness, faith, discipline, the love of God, and order in the body of Christ. These great teachings provide clear and straightforward answers to anyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive teachings as taught by the man of God.
So I can tell all my friends
you've won again.
That you have won again.
There is no way you can enter into the arena of anointing and the presence of God and ancestral curses. Oh, pastor, sit on radio. Come, anything that is happening to you is an ancestral curse. I ask myself, the ancestral curse and the blood of Jesus and the salvation of Jesus, which one is powerful? Any ancestral curse is based on the blood of an orphan fowl, a blind goat, and a cow without tail. Now, compared to that precious blood that dripped from the cross of Calvary, and Emmanuel said, it is finished. Finished. Now, I said something. Look at you sitting in the church. Everything I receive it. Amen. Your grandfather entered into the covenant. You were not there to say amen, but you believe it. But the things you even say amen in church, you don't believe it. Clap like I'm not talking about you. I said, I'm going to provoke you to pray. You were not there. You never said amen, but you believe that is following you. Ancestral curses, pastor. Our family, ancestral care. They say who? You don't even know the particular grandfather who entered the covenant. You don't know his name. The work he was doing, you have no idea. Yet, in your religiosity, you have swallowed this bitter pill of ancestral curses. And in your mind, you have crucified yourself walking. Even when they pump anything into your head, you pump it out. It's ancestral curses. When even the challenges, the Bible says, we shall face persecution, we shall go through trials, we shall go through pain. When you hit any of them to break through and get God clapping for you, you say it's ancestral curses. I must lie down here. Because somebody told you that when you believe in Christ, no pain. Somebody told you when you believe in Christ, no persecution. When the Bible says that it is persecution that even justifies that you are a son of God. We have turned the Bible upside down. And it's from we, the pastors. Because we want to give to the congregation what they want so that they can be following us. I can tell you on authority, if people want balanced word, correct doctrine in this land, this is where they should be. But you see, they won't come. Because they can't handle it. They want to be babies. I didn't come here to train babies. I came to raise ninjas. You know ninjas. I came to raise terrorists unto the devil. I came to raise warriors. I came to raise generals who will stand and say, I won't lose my ground. The devil will bring you like that. You come like that. I am here to raise palm trees. Who no storm can push down. No circumstance can bring them to their knees. No matter the storm, you can only bend them, but you can't uproot them. Clap your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now he went to the cross, shed his blood, and said, it is finished. They put him in the grave. He rose from the grave and said, I've conquered death. As much as the children were partakers of flesh and blood, so likewise he himself took part of the same, so that he can deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to death. To bondage. Because of death, you have entered caves to consult juju men so that you don't want to die. Somebody died for you. Now you are dodging death. No wonder you are in bondage. Christian. We are not ready to suffer for the kingdom. Because somebody made you to believe that you are coming to God to receive something. You are coming to God to beg for something. You are coming to God to give you something. But in actual fact, he gave it to you before you knew him. Ah, yeah. I believe I was a pastor before my father and my mother met. That's why the devil took me far, but couldn't end me far. I had to come back to my original blueprint. So, when we are preaching like that, people come to church and the motive for coming to church is wrong. And they can be in church for 10 years. God cannot bless them. No, you are listening to the word. You are listening to preachings. But your motive from coming to church is wrong. Because you are like, you have come to rob God of things he has already given to you. So you end up becoming a criminal by stealing your own property. Healing is yours. Deliverance is yours. Power is yours. So right when you come to God, be asking, what can I do to pay for such love? What can I do to pay for what you have done for me? I cannot do anything, but if you be my Lord, if you be my master, if you be my savior, I want to serve you. Are you a server of God or a seeker of God? The wise men sought after Jesus to go and see where he was born, but we didn't know their end. If you're a seeker, you only go and see. Seekers come to this church. They only see us, see things, but they can't survive. Because what they want, you know, is not here. We are not raising babies with pampers here. So when they come, we can't stay. We are raising people who can also raise their children and raise another generation to be stronger than them because of what they have received. Not spiritual parents who are wearing pampers. How can you train your child when you yourself, you don't know what you are doing? So I am saying, God, here am I, send me. If you want somebody, here am I, send me. I want to serve you. I want to clean your house. I want to preach for you. I want to do things for you. I want to just do anything. I know I can't pay, but I want to do anything to advance the cause for which you suffered. You are afraid of death. If you are dying today, you can never die like Jesus. You just die like you are sleeping. But his death was horrible. It was horror death. Where when you look at his face, you can't look at it because it was mangled. The Bible says that he was mad beyond recognition. It means when you knew Jesus and after they are beating him, you look at him and you didn't know they are beating him and they bring his picture and say, is that Jesus? Say, no, this cannot be Jesus. Because the face changed. Face changed. They nailed him on the cross. So if you are even going to die for him, you will die a very comfortable death compared to what he did. But because you are dodgy, you are in bondage. So I now come back to my title, your motive. Why are you in church? Don't answer me. Why are you worshiping Jesus? Why are you a church elder? Why are you a pastor? If there is nothing compared to serving him and enduring pain and sacrificing for him, but in a flick of your mind, you saw glory, you are out. Ask him. The time we started, we didn't even have suit. I completed Bible school and I didn't have suit. Hey, people used to wear suit and drive their cars and come to Bible school. Me too, rejected one. I just find some t-shirt and hang. The only jacket I have, evangelist, Alex gave it to Pastor Ben. And you know, it spoiled small. He handed it over. I don't know how it landed in my hands. Just only top, gray one. Then I put it on black trousers. That was the first jacket I hung. Meanwhile, my father was a suit man. We didn't know that. So today, anything that is coming doesn't surprise us. It doesn't tickle us because that was not our motive. Our people were so poor that we didn't expect anything from them. And that has brought Fountain Gate to where we are now because we also turned the gospel upside down. The people were to give to us and be blessed. We were busy giving to them. So we continuously made them poor. That one, we have detected it. We were giving to them,
Because you see the people, you pity them.
And you are at an advantage. Can you imagine you have a church and you are the only government worker? What will your salary do? It will just go like that. Phew. But some of the preachings we preach today and people sit on air is a preaching of greed. They have everything, but it's like they want to collect all the things they have. And when they collect it, they are not going to allow it to go anywhere. They sit on it. They become demigods over the people. What is your motive as a church member? What is your motive as a pastor? What is behind your action? I want you to take this teaching seriously. It will help you. You see, even in business, if you want to succeed in business, be thinking about your clients, your customers, how you can satisfy them. That is how you prosper. Any business that is not originated from meeting human needs is bound to crumble. So let me say I'm a pastor. And I didn't come into the ministry to meet human needs. I came into the ministry to dupe people or to collect from people. I won't survive. No. I couldn't have moved from where I am to here. So even in business, you are staying in this place. You look around here. What is it that people travel far from here to go and look for? And it's so necessary, so important. Oh, don't let me go back. When we went to Bolga, we saw things. They were there. He was there rather. Our colleague is not here. There is a veterinary doctor who is now like an operator of Ghana Water Company. He went to a community and realized that they didn't have water. He dug boreholes and made tanks for selling water. Now that veterinary doctor is laying pipes to people's houses to provide water. He will be rich, but not that he wants to exploit the people. He is providing services for the people. If you want to pull wealth, what services are you providing? You see, originally, I cannot be poor because I'm providing services for people through the Spirit of God, delivering people, praying for people to get healing, praying for people to get breakthrough, praying for people to access that. How can I be poor? But you see, in the normal balance, or what we'll put it, people believe that as for pastors, their work there is not work. Somebody said, what are you doing? You say, you are a pastor. Okay. And where do you work? Say, I'm a pastor. So you mean you are not doing anything? I'm a pastor. I'm not doing anything. It's like you should just slap the person. Oh, so many of my mates met me. Some are now doctors, book doctors. They say, but you have to find something to be doing. Not long ago. Right now, we are on a platform, Facebook page. Doctor, about three doctors. I've been saying, even Kwesi Nyanchechi, there he was my phone mate. He's also on the platform. Anything demonic on the place, they say, Pastor Jato and Co. They are all mentioning my name. They should counsel. They should do this. Any of us who is taken by drugs or anything, they are referring to me. Use that your degree to handle that. Me, I no go school. Because I am providing services in that area. If you go to school, collect degrees, and you can't provide, and you cannot enhance human standard of living, you cannot make people, you will be poor. May you pull wealth. From today, ideas will come to you. Look at the Bible we read. Oh, glory. Solomon went to God and asked for just two things, and the things were not for himself. Wisdom and knowledge. For what? To guide and rule your people. Because your people are so many that no human being can handle them. They are like the dust of the earth, the sand at the seashore. So he said, give me now wisdom and knowledge. What was Solomon's motive? To make God's people strong. to make God's people do what God wants them to be, to make the nation of Israel great. Wow. You have been saying it too. Your prayers, you have been praying wrong prayers. Prayers you pray and they are about you, God is not interested. There are people who only intercede and pray for other people and their needs are being met. And I've been saying it. Look at yourself, the things you have prayed for. Tell me how many of them you are holding. And tell me how many things you have which you didn't even know where they came from. You never even prayed for them. You didn't. You just get up and things start coming your way. And you didn't even know the name to pray for in the first place. You didn't even know who was coming to you to pray for in the place. But God just arranged. But you get up. You are still there. One thing. God, me, myself, and I. May God change our prayers. You see, when you are praying and your motive is a selfish motive, me, my wife, and children, try. God said, look at him. If I were doing me, my wife, and children, you think Jesus will come down? I will release my only begotten son. I didn't even have a wife. I had one son. I gave him out. Now look at you. You, your wife, and your children. Are you serious? Wisdom and knowledge. In other words, when you give me the knowledge, show me how to use it. Some of us do have the knowledge, we cannot use it. You can see a degree holder in the family and there is a problem and he spews out fire. Fire. We should do a glow. We should. And you, the small boy, sit there and realize that if you spark this fire, you can't quench it. Your children will get up and be fighting it. So in order to save your children from the future, endure it and sit down. Today I was talking to the director of Town Country Planner and I was telling him that I said when my father died, somebody collected everything. And I was telling him some things I want to do, but I don't have it. And I can easily fight. But I said, let's leave it. Because if I start that fight, the person may be in prison. It's a criminal act. His children will hate me and hate my children. And their children will get up and who now start the thing? By wisdom, let him chop, die, go. When we go up there, we'll settle it. But God will not allow me to suffer on earth because somebody robbed me of my inheritance. God will show the person that he called me. So I don't need to fight. Some people have knowledge in church. You have been hearing the word of God. Only God knows when. 33 years. 42 and a half years. But anywhere they put you, scatter, scatter. Yara, yara, yara. You can't be in any group. You can't do anything with anybody. The problem is that not that you don't lack the Bible knowledge, you lack wisdom, the right application of the knowledge. May God give you wisdom. Amen. As for the knowledge, I think that if you're in this church and you go to hell, you want it. Because to dodge hell, there you have the knowledge. Receive Jesus, period, and follow his ways. So God said, Solomon, I can see your motive. You are a selfless king, selfless believer, selfless pastor. So what you have asked for, I will give them to you. But you see, because you are a selfless man, you are a great man. If I give you only wisdom and knowledge, the land will not recognize that I am behind you. Let me show you things an ordinary person would have prayed for, which you didn't pray for. And because you didn't pray selfish prayers, all the people praying selfish prayers, I'm going to gather their answers and give them to you. You didn't get it. So they are busy praying. God, give me that. You are praying for God's agenda. God takes their answers and give to you because you deserve it. From today, may you know how to pray. We pray for you. You don't pray for us. That's why we'll be higher. That's why we'll be blessed. That's why we'll have power. Because if you count church members and ask them, when was the last time you prayed for your pastor? He said, pastor, 2018. Confused. It means that he's not yet started. He's yet to start. 2018. Hallelujah. One of my daughters went to Facebook, one of the applications, and caused a mess. Want to apply one. I said, who will you marry? The boy said, I showed it to my wife. Well, I said, 2018, she's going to marry me. In 2018. I said, Facebook. And she has shouted, Mama will kill me. But that is it, 2018. So I told her last, I said, 2018 is coming. Oh. Let Facebook people come and hijack me and arrest me. And let's see where the wedding will happen. Whether heaven or earth.
Wisdom and knowledge. Hey, Solomon, this kind of prayer, I don't think twice before I answer. May you pray right prayers that God will not think twice before answering. Look at instant answer, no negotiation. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee.
It's granted. Oh, I wish that would be the words for God. Can if any of you hear that all the prayers you pray from January 2017 to now is granted, you would have gotten up and been dancing. But that is what God has just told you. Because they are correct prayers. But if you pray wrong prayers, I cannot substantiate that. If you are praying for people to be born again, granted. You are praying for God to bless you to do his work, granted. Praying for people to be born again, granted. Praying for church members, granted. Praying for your pastor, granted. Praying for the sick, granted. I won't tell you the ones that will not be granted. I won't tell you that. You know them. Praying for children that you will dedicate to God to serve him, granted. Praying for a husband that you will serve God with, granted. Praying for a wife that you serve God with, granted. It is better than praying for
woman.
You yourself, you are not right. That's why you are not getting a right person. Hello? No. You can't get a perfect person. Right person. When you say that, I look at you yourself. How right are you? Just find somebody you can go into the mud with and appear somewhere. Somebody you can swim the mud with, you fight and finish and hold each other's hands and kiss. You are going again. That's the correct one. Not the right one. Where this right one to? From where? From where will you get the right one? When you yourself, you are not right. Did God tell you are right? There is no marriage on earth. That's why Jesus didn't marry. Like you get problem.
Yeah! Kalabasakabaya!
He didn't want trouble. So the thing is not an easy business. So where you are entering is not rosy, rosy. You cannot even be going for all night every day. Because your wife will tell the co, 20 years. So some things are there. When you don't do them when you are single, when you marry, forget. You won't have any testimony to give. No, let me tell you. You cannot take all your salary and give to God when you are married. Your wife will say, oh, honey, go ahead. Honey, the Lord bless you. Honey, you love God, pa. Go to church and come. They will put empty bowl here and put cotton in another bowl and close it and put it down. When you open, say, honey, I say, let your God put something for the bowl inside. What is happening in the house? Katakata don't start. In the name of honoring God. Oh, younger strike. In the name of honoring God. Yeah. When we were young, we could go to church, put all our money into the offering boy and walk home, no car. From where action is to diplomatic shop, now you're the walk. I can't do that now. Your children will follow you and get tired. Daddy, carry me. Where will you pass? Where will you pass? You give all your money out. And you go and lie. They say, Daddy, they say we should bring school fees. He didn't say fees. Fees. He said, what? Why do you fees? Then you are like, God, what did I do? Should I go to pastor to say, pastor, I made a mistake?
Give me back my money.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he said, I will give thee riches, well pullers.
Look, when you have wisdom and knowledge and you are poor, you know good.
Abba. Wisdom and knowledge, it must produce something. Riches. Add wealth. add honor. Honor.
No. When people see you, they must know that you are a child of God. No matter how you are down there at the ladder, even in the office, your people must know that you are a child of God. Your boss must know that you are a messenger, but you carry God. He cannot just shout at you like he shouts at everybody because he has seen honor on you. God puts honor on his people. You are down there, but you are able to take care of that which concerns you. It doesn't mean when they say riches, wealth, and honor, when you are poor, you cannot serve God. In fact, poor people have caused revival before. Look, when you are poor, you get angry. When you are poor, you fast by force and pray. At times, the money brings the laziness. When God begins to bless you small, Pastor, we should fast when my fridge is full. The time you didn't have fridge. When they don't announce fast, you go on your own. You are not in their house. Can you clap your hands? You just the fast by heart. Ask my wife, I'm not preaching anything. I've done it before. They are fasting. I go and say, this is your fast. Is it hunger strike or what? I say, whatever. Because money finish in the house, go say they fast. They say, is it the morning that finished? The guy say he will fast. So she asked me, this is your fast. Is it hunger? I say, whatever. Fasting be fasting. All die, be die. Hallelujah! Whatever I can do and the little money will stretch. Even if God doesn't take this fast, I'll put it on him. But when the money comes, when they say fast, I'll do it tomorrow. The reason why they proclaim fast in the church and you are still eating because you believe you have food. You wait and it's not there. When pastor say Wednesday, you start Tuesday. Come on, clap your hands. You tell me that early best, they say early best cut the worm or what? You want to start early so they can catch the... I've done it. Seriously. So I want to reserve the food for the rest. So I will go hungry. So God, whether hunger strike or hunger demonstration, bless me. Hallelujah. Give the riches and wealth and honor. And you realize that he went and said, long life. And even the life of your enemies. Did he pray for the life of his enemies? Look at you looking for all night to kill all your enemies. Where are they killing them? They said, Fountain Gate Chapel, we go there. Them, the warriors too much. And they are standing. Any prayer, they are standing. Shall we begin to pray? Kill anybody who is killable. What is wrong with you? That was the only prayer you came to pray. Kill. But Solomon didn't ask for the life of his enemies. God said, if you have wisdom and knowledge, riches, wealth, and honor, anybody that fights you is fighting against himself. Anybody that touches you after I have placed these things on you will bow down. Because these are heavy things. You don't need to pray over your enemy to die. In other words, you are so poor because you have killed all your enemies. And the Bible says, I will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. No enemies, no table. Oh. Don't go about killing them. At least if you kill, could I leave some? Because tables, no. And here. You kill all of them. God has no show to do. At least leave some. When God is blessing you, they'll be getting BP. You've killed all of them. You see, you have gone to those prayer meetings. Clap like I'm not talking about you. I can tell you on authority that if your prayers daily are God, I want to know you more. God, I want to serve you more. God, I want to live for you. You get anything you want. Instead of getting up in the morning, yeah. God, I want to do your will. Anything God might, look at Solomon. Wisdom and knowledge to do your will. You are raising a nation that will be
in charge of salvation all over the world. This is just a seed, Israel. But through Israel, you taught the whole world. This is your eyeball. Israel is your eyeball. I want to be able to manage them. God said, what? You are doing my bidding. You are praying a prayer I've already answered. So I'm adding you other things which you didn't ask for. But I, God, know they are necessary to protect you. You get up and you are praying for food, for food, for food. Something is wrong with you. He said, the best of the air, they don't farm. They don't even have kitchen like you have. Storeroom with 2 bags of 1 kilogram rice. They don't have, but God sees them through. You have even ordered rice, Ghana rice. It's in your house, the brown one. Very nutritious, yet you are praying. Anybody who is praying about food as a Christian, maybe it's because of your children. Look, me, when I was young, I don't pray about food, though, because as I tell you, I will fast till food itself appear, even if it's 7 days. The important is that if I get water, I'm okay. I will fast until somebody. When I was in Bible school, my morning will finish, and I will be fasting. At times, I can lie in the dormitory fast. I'll hear, go, 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 go. Somebody has come with this kenke they use banana leaf to rub and put sugar inside. I said, God sent you. You are right, apostle. You can hear, pa. You can hear. You can hear more than your pastor. Bring it in. And he's my friend. And this was an Ewell guy, Hansen Agbesinyale. No, the guy could hear from God. He was not in the hostel. He was staying outside. But he would just visit me and bring that banana kinky, banana leaf kinky. They're already made. The sugar inside is older. They don't add soup. But if you are hungry, that thing they go like water. If you are not hungry, you will be, oh, this. When you are hungry, it is palatable than anything on earth. Cha, cha, cha. You know they're there before. So,
life of your enemies. You are not going to go out conquering them. I am going to give it to you. Long life.
Oh, I told somebody somewhere. Do you know that long life is on earth? You don't understand. Long life, anything to make you live long is on earth. You see, you still don't understand. Why do you go to hospital? You don't want to die. Or don't they treat you and you come back? The drugs, do they fall from heaven? The doctor, is he an angel? So why do you get healed? So some people die. Africa, we die because we don't have the gadgets, the technology. We don't have the medicine. The things we eat, the lifestyles can cause you either to die early or to live long. It is not about heaven. That is why some unbelievers can even live very long if they know how to keep themselves. May God give you wisdom and knowledge to live long. So I was talking with Pastor Connie and Co. And I said, Connie concorded, yeah, some of the vegetables and the herbs we are supposed, we don't even know them. White man will take them and go and pound them, turn them into tablets. That's what you want. Polished black man. You don't want the raw one. They'll go and add chemicals and give it to you. You'll be swallowing, getting side effects. Am I preaching to somebody? Our grandfathers will boil it and drink it like that and bath it and be strong like iron rod. We are now vegetables. Tatuli ye kamuta kaya bababa. Leko toro lababaya. He says, and God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart. Your motive. What is in your heart? Why are you coming to church? Why are you holding that position? Why did you give that money to that person? Why did you wear the clothing you are even wearing today? What is your motive? You see, some women and men wear clothing to show their statistics. If that is your motive, the moment you put it on, you have sinned. Say, Pastor, don't go there. I should go. Yo, why did you pass the place you pass so that they will see you, how you are well dressed? And why do you get up anytime church is in session to walk out and come in so that they see your brand new shoes? Your motive. Why did you give that offering? Because somebody will believe that is nobody. Has given offering. Say, Kai, I can't sit down in this. Me too, I don't go. Let them see me. Your motive. Why did you buy that new dress? Because somebody you think that you are better than brought a new dress last week. You too, you must buy. You bring it to church, there's no anointing on it. Your motive. Your motive. Because you are doing it not to please God, not to advance the kingdom, but to do a competition. No, last week she did the hair some style. Who is your hairdresser? How much did you pay her? 2 cedis. I'm going to pay her 1,000 to do something better than yours.
What is your motive?
Competition. Competition. Let me tell you, even we pastors. Somebody can organize. I remember when Reverend Sweet is coming. When we announce on air, Reverend Sweet can post this. Pastors within 24 hours organize programs for their church. What is your motive? You are enslaving people. You don't want them their eyes to open. You have blinded them.
Why are you warning your people?
I have asked you people to go and bring me revelations and bring me ideas. Some people say their people shouldn't go anywhere. That's not our style. Where you are going, be prepared to bring something better. Don't go and bring contraband goods. Because these days, Charlie, it's scary. Even we pastors, it's difficult not to know the wrong from the good. To separate the spirit of divination from sorcery, from a true man of God who is operating in the prophetic. Very difficult. Very difficult. When you look at Simon the sorcerer, you look at the damsel that was following the apostles and prophesying unto them. And it's like, I said, if it was today, they would put a mic on the girls and say, these are the mighty men of God. They would put a mic, say it again so that the world will hear. Meanwhile, that's a demon talking. They don't know. These days we make, oh God, you sit on TV and people put mics on demons to preach to us. Why? Since when has the devil started speaking the truth? Bible says he was a liar from the beginning. Today, we believe in the devil's confession more than what Jesus is saying. The church has been turned. And you say, because we want gimmicks and we want acts, they'll send us there. What you want to say? They say, Jesus asks the Gadara demoniac. How many times? But what about the one he drove out without asking? So today we can't drive out without asking. We must ask. Why are we not doing both? You must ask and they speak before you drive them out. You have stuck to only one. So you can miss God's way. Because some of them, you don't need to ask them. Because if you joke, they will break families.
It's my sister's husband that has entered me.
Then everybody's eyes like that. And the sister's husband is in the church. Oh, you say when? Say when? And everybody, are you the one? Now demon has spoken. We have believed it. That kind of demon, out! Just go. Don't return. Bye-bye. Go with your nonsense. We waste time being entertained by demons. Jesus didn't do that. So the apostle got up and said, come on, get out of that little girl. And when they drove it out, the masters who were gaining from the girl rose up, Chobo, yeah, these people have spoiled our business. People are doing business in town. If you don't take time, your family inheritance will finish. And you get nothing. But when you go out there, you will learn a lot of things that can benefit you. But when you see that you are being encased in one place, whether the thing is good or not, don't go. There's something under. Something under. I believe every shepherd must protect your people, but not controlling them. When you say they shouldn't do it, you tell them they go down and leave it to God. When they bring the casualties, let them carry it.
World honor, not the life of thy enemies, neither yet has asked long life.
God was expecting Solomon to be praying like that. It is not wrong to pray these prayers. But he told God where his heart was, what his motive was. And God now added him. Because he says, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. I'm happy for that. That's what God said.
If you are praying for your children, God will give you all that it takes to see inside them. I told you in Israel, when they give birth to a child, their father goes into fasting for 7 days.
They don't just pronounce names like that. That's why when they name John the Baptist, they say, ah, none of your lineage there.
They go into, and God speaks to the father. Nobody names the child. The father comes out the 8th day under unction and anointing from Yahweh of Israel. And they bring the baby. And he opens his mouth. And he says, your name is Obed. Your name is Obededom. Everybody say, yeah. No controversy. No controversy.
I pray that anything concerning your life, God will reveal it to you. You know one thing, there are prayers we don't pray. When I pray and I sleep, mostly I wake up with an answer. If you like today, go and ask God, Father, anything that is hindering me from accessing my glory, my potential, whatever I'm doing and you are not happy, Father, reveal it unto me. You will sleep and see things. No, you don't know yourself. You are assuming you don't know. Just recently, told my wife I dreamt some dreams, got up and saw some things I was doing. Ask God to reveal to you. We are so lazy that somebody who is in us, the Holy Ghost, we will not allow the Holy Ghost to talk to us. We want an external force to talk to us. It's a shame. Let the external force confirm what is in you. Period. What is the external force using? If it's the Holy Ghost, you also have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I want us to be on our feet. Hallelujah. It is not any gregra I'm saying. It is the word. Than to get up, you don't know what is around you, and you are praying, Father, give me bread, give me breakthrough. I don't have a prayer topic for you. But all that I've said, I don't know which one you picked. Because there's no time to say, let's pray. I want you to start praying in tongues, and all the things you have heard, whether you have written down, you want for yourself, begin to pray. Let the instruments pray. Let everybody pray. We are praying just for a few minutes. Then we will close. Malia Kabatakaya.
I believe you have been blessed by this message. For further information, please contact us on 0243-172806. Follow us on Facebook, Fountain Gate Chapel, Glorious Pastures. Oh, God richly bless you.